I manage the development of mobile apps, so we make apps for iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and Windows Phone devices.
In your work, do you ever use zip codes?
We actually do quite a bit because, you know, most of the mobile devices have the GPS, the global positioning system. Some examples of apps would be Yelp or City Search, where they use GPS to find your location, and they associate your location with that zip code, and then they'll show you, you know, things around you, places to eat, places to shop, or what's the weather for that zip code area.
Do you think if the zip code system had not been created by the Postal Service, that something similar would have come up for these apps?
It probably would have. Those zip codes make it easier because you have a defined area where, like, if they were just using, like, GPS, you could still figure out GPS latitude, longitude points, but I think it'd be a lot more work for people that are trying to organize the location data.
What are some of the apps that you've worked on developing?
There was Alerts for Me. So it's like a weather app. So based on your location, it'll tell you if there's a thunderstorm or whatever the weather is coming your way. Another notable app was the Pulse Point app. And what Pulse Point does is it uses your location, and if somebody needs CPR and you have the app and you've agreed to volunteer, it will get citizens to do CPR on somebody until the paramedics show up. And then another one that's really big with location services is called My Tank, and that's for the Transit Authority of Northern Kentucky. So you can find out where the closest bus stop is, or based on where I'm at right now, how do I get to wherever I'm traveling.
Are there any other systems in the works to replace the zip code for mobile technology?
Not that I know of. Zip code seems to be a real convenient way, and all the apps and even the information coming from Apple or Android when you're programming are still making heavy use of zip codes. It's one of the things that really doesn't need to be replaced. It's a convenient system, and I guess we're using it for things now that it wasn't intended for originally, but it's a great reuse of something that works well.
For WNKU News, I'm Sarah Dreibelbus.